Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. We are also on your smart speaker at Play ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. There's not a place you can't get us, and that's a good thing. It's Amber Wilson in for Chris Canty today on his honeymoon. Chris Carlin, within the last half hour, the news, as you just heard from Adam Schefter, who joined us just a little while ago, Jimmy Garoppolo is coming back to the 49ers this year. They have reworked a contract. Garoppolo, who was set to make $24 million if he was on the roster on the 11th of September, now will get $6.5 million guaranteed and can earn up to another $9 million or so in playing incentives if he actually gets playing time later in the year. So he can make a total of about $16 million. But he also gets a no-trade clause, and they cannot put the franchise tag on him at the end of the year. Amber, I absolutely hate this move for the 49ers, and I get that you have a bit of a luxury in having Jimmy Garoppolo as a backup, but it sends so many bad messages to my fans, to my quarterback that I have invested so much in all the draft picks that I moved up to get Trey Lance, and now I'm saying that even though we're still starting Trey Lance, we're going to bring back Garoppolo, even though we had basically told him, don't come near the complex.
And the optics look how they look, right? I mean, I understand that Adam Schefter is telling us, no, this is Trey Lance's team. This has nothing to do with that. But the optics look like Trey Lance struggled in his last preseason game. And now Jimmy Garoppolo is still going to be on that roster this season. That's how it looks from the outside looking in. And of course, it's because of the success that Jimmy Garoppolo had that with that team, Carlin. And so, yeah, you want a viable backup because, oh, maybe you don't fully believe into the guy that you just turned the keys over to. Or that's, again, how it's going to look. The optics are bad. I think it's bad if you're Trey Lance, just mentally having that guy still in the building who had all the success. From a fan perspective, of course, you're going to be vying for the guy who you know can get you to the promised land because you've seen it before. If things start going bad at all this season, or if Trey Lance starts to struggle at all, I just feel like this could become a really ugly situation for Trey Lance and for what you're trying to do in the future. But I think that this is interesting, though, from the Jimmy Garoppolo perspective too, Carlin, because you and I both agree that this doesn't seem like a good move by the 49ers. But what about Jimmy G? So this is the best place in Jimmy Garoppolo's mind. This is the best place for him to stay as a backup and sort of revitalize his career, because he is going to be a totally free man after the season, and he is going to be able to choose wherever he wants to go. But if we were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo being a backup quarterback, I mean, there would have been a huge market for him to be a backup on a bunch of teams. He obviously feels like, for whatever reason, that the 49ers are the best bet for him. Maybe his familiarity with that system, or maybe he thinks that he'll end up being the starter there again.
I think that's exactly what happened. I think he thinks he's going to start again at some point. That it's, I can step in, I know exactly what we're doing here, and I can lead this team when the kid struggles. And the problem with Trey Lance is not talent. The problem with Trey Lance is that he hasn't played. He's played 25 games in the last, what, since 2018. 25 games. One full season in 2019. In 2020, they played one game so he could be showcased when the entire season was canceled because of COVID at North Dakota State. Mm-hmm. And then the six games that he appeared in last year. So he has started one full season. And Amber, around the draft, I was doing some homework, and I talked to a friend who was on the North Dakota State staff. Couldn't say enough great things about him. And I'll be honest with you, that happens a lot of the time when you talk to coaches about players who are draft eligible, right? Because they, you know, it's always going to look good for them if a guy goes higher. But he did say, look, the one thing to remember is he's not coming in and is going to be ready to play and be a star right away because he doesn't have a lot of experience under his belt. He hasn't played here very much, and that's at North Dakota State. It's a high-level FCS level team, but still, So that was a guy that you would think it might take 2 or 3 years to get a real opportunity to be ready to be a starting quarterback. And I think this could stunt his growth. This could absolutely stunt his growth. I think it's awful for Trey Lance.
I think it could stunt the growth of the coaching staff as well, right? So to speak, because again, the temptation that's there. I mean, you know that there is a guy sitting on your roster that has a record of 31-14. You know that largely the success that Jimmy Garoppolo had with the 49ers is frankly undeniable. Largely what has derailed Garoppolo's career, if you want to say, you know, it's been derailed. But listen, he's a backup quarterback now at this point in the league with that kind of record, with the success 4-2 in the playoffs. That's really surprising at this point. But what's derailed his career is all the injuries. And he's coming off of a surgery. It's not that he's been terrible by any means. And so that success is always going to be right there. It's going to be sitting on your roster. I think it's going to be so tempting for this coaching staff to suddenly want to reverse course. And if you reverse course, if you stunt the growth of Trey Lance in any way, and then Garoppolo leaves you after this season, then what's the point of any of this?
I'll tell you who else this is really bad for. The Cleveland Browns. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Amber Wilson in for Chris Canty. Amber, if the Browns were waiting for him to be cut, they overplayed their hand. Mm-hmm. And this was dumb if that's what the Browns were doing. Let's just say for a second that the Cleveland Browns, who had well over $40 million available under the cap for this year. Why? Because Deshaun Watson was only making $1 million, had the big cap number coming down the line because of the signing bonus. So that cap number wasn't very big. If you bring Garoppolo in on a trade and Watson is only, you know, going to play 6 games this year, you might be giving away your season with Jacoby Brissett. You're not doing that with Garoppolo, especially when that's a system that he is pretty familiar with. That is a system that's pretty darn close to the 49ers system.
It seems like it would have been a good fit. I mean, again, some people question how good Jimmy Garoppolo actually is, but we know that he looks good in that system, and that is, to your point, a very similar system. So it would be a good fit from that perspective. I guess the Browns thought, maybe like all of us thought, there's no way the 49ers can keep him. But when we talk about this trade, it would make sense if you're like, well, they don't want to commit, what is it, $80 or $90 million to their quarterback's room, which is what a lot of people have thrown out there when it
Who
comes
cares?
To Cleveland.
You're doing it for 1 year.
You're doing it for one season. Well, then you have a whole boatload committed to that room because of Deshaun Watson's contract and the way it's structured. But yeah, for one season, sure, why not, I guess, go ahead and dedicate absurd money to that one room because of this unique situation you're in with the Deshaun Watson suspension. But also, by the way, Jimmy Garoppolo could have agreed to restructure his contract for the trade, or the 49ers could have absorbed some of that contract for the trade. It's not like that definitely would have been the 25 mil would have definitely been the Browns cap hit if they had traded for him. Look what happened with the Baker Mayfield situation with the Browns picking up so much of that contract. So, this idea that the Browns, it was money that kept them away from this, I think, frankly, is silly. Maybe they really believe in Jacoby Brissett. Maybe they don't want to complicate things further, or maybe they didn't really believe in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Let's hit a call real quick, and we'll hit your calls on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Do you agree with the 49ers' move to bring back Jimmy Garoppolo? Or is this the wrong thing to do for Trey Lance? Jack is up in St. Louis next on ESPN Radio. Jack, what's going on?
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm a longtime 49er fan, 57 years old. I've been a Niner fan my whole life. I think this signing is brilliant. This is Trey Lance's team, period. He got traded for last year, all these picks, to get a quarterback to take them to win the Super Bowl. Garoppolo can't win a Super Bowl. He is not a dynamic enough quarterback. He understands the offense, and that's great, but the Niners didn't want to just let him go without getting a chip back in place. And so I think it's brilliant they bring him back as his backup, $6 million, and then he can make some money if he's out on the playing field. And if something happens to Lance that he gets injured, then you got a guy there that is familiar with with the system.
But just told me he can't take you to the Super Bowl. So then your season's over.
He said Jimmy Garoppolo can't win a Super Bowl. My question is, can Trey Lance even get you to a Super Bowl? Because I know Jimmy Garoppolo can do that.
Right. And if you're telling me, hey, it's great to have him there for insurance, that's fine. You're telling me he can't win one. He was pretty darn close to winning one before. And if memory serves, 49ers had a 10-point lead in that game against the Chiefs. So they had every opportunity to win that game. And what happened? Patrick Mahomes happened. That doesn't
Your
have anything to do with Jimmy
too.
Garoppolo. Listen, I'm not going to make Garoppolo out to be God's gift to quarterback. But the guy can play. Mm-hmm. He can play for a winning team. And I think the 49ers here have set themselves up and set their young quarterback up for what could be an ugly situation. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Amber Wilson in for Chris Canty today, who he is on his honeymoon. ESPN Radio presented by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So for Jimmy G, was this the right move, or would he have been better off starting somewhere else? And does this really say more about a lack of faith in Trey Lance from the 49ers? We discuss it all, and you get your chance at 888-SAY-ESPN on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. It's next on ESPN Radio.
Check out Canty and Carlin weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson. Amber's in for Canty today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. News of the day, if you're just joining us, is that Jimmy Garoppolo is going back to the San Francisco 49ers for this year. $6.5 million guaranteed, can earn another $9 million with playing time, but he gets a no-trade clause, so he can stay in San Francisco for the season, or at least, if something comes along, determine where he goes. And he will also be free agent after this year. They cannot franchise tag him, but he's going to be the backup to start for Trey Lance. Let's get a couple of calls in here real quick, Amber. Jason in Kentucky is up next on ESPN Radio. Jason, what say you, brother?
Guys, thanks for taking, I'm sorry, guy and gal, thank you for taking my call. I think San Francisco slow played this absolutely correctly. What if they knew all the time we need an allowance for, but we don't need that allowance to come with that price tag? And they held it out just long enough, knowing that he had had a surgery, to let the market dry a bit. And guess what now? They've done, if we were in any other business in the world, they've done this beautifully. What's wrong with that? Like, if we take egos and disposition aside, you know, and unless Trey Lance has got, just a sensitive disposition. Yeah, you got a guy there behind you that can play.
That but are you help. New to today's athletes? Amber, the protection that goes on of the egos of athletes in especially a quarterback in situations like this.
Well, I think that position's always had an ego, right, throughout history. But also, yeah. I think it's interesting, Carlin, that people keep acting like this is a big win for San Francisco. Even if you think, heck yeah, they got Jimmy Garoppolo, a guy who can take him to a Super Bowl as a backup quarterback, you still have to consider the fact that they are moving on to Trey Lance. They are telling you they are committed to moving on. They're so committed that after this season, Jimmy Garoppolo is a totally free man. They cannot tag him. They cannot trade him. He is a total free agent after this season. That is how things are structured in this contract, Carlin. And how is that a win when you are committed to moving on and you couldn't get anything in return for that guy who has a 31-win record with your team? That you couldn't get anything back for that guy? Like, that would have been the win, right? The win would have been that Jimmy Garoppolo had such a market out there that you get a ransom back for trading away Jimmy Garoppolo because, oh, by the way, you're moving on to the future with Trey Lance. Like, that would have been the win, not ending up with Jimmy Garoppolo as your backup quarterback at a discounted rate and you get nothing for him after he walks at the end of the season.
The win for the 49ers is if Trey Lance gets hurt and is done for the year, your season's not over. Your season's not over. That's where the win is. My problem is that we can talk about slow playing it and all this stuff. You know, it's pretty clear that the 49ers could have made a better deal financially earlier with him. I don't think that this was, it was $6.5 million now or we were never going to be able to do anything. I don't think that was the case. Could they have told him a month and a half, 2 months ago, listen, take $15 million. He agrees to all, they agree to all what he wants and we'll get this done now. Yeah, they could have, and it wouldn't have killed him on the cap. It wouldn't have killed him at all. It wouldn't have bothered them in the least. What it boils down to for me is this. This is done right now because I don't think they believe in Trey Lance enough to not keep Garoppolo around. And they had told us all along that they absolutely did. They absolutely did, right? I mean, don't come to the facility. We don't want you. I shouldn't say don't come to the facility, but you're not in meetings. You don't have a playbook. You're not around the team, period. We're just come and work out and we'll figure it out. Like, to me, if you're going to bring him back now, what that says is this guy didn't have a good preseason. We don't feel great about it. And we need to keep around this insurance policy after all.
Well, and what it probably also says is that there wasn't the market for you that we expected there to be. And that probably is somewhat a result of him coming off of that shoulder surgery. So sure. I think that if the 49ers, even Adam Schefter made it pretty clear, like if he hadn't gotten the surgery, then this would be a very different scenario in San Francisco. They would have been trading him away. Their goal was not to keep Jimmy Garoppolo on the roster. But this is where they've ended up because I think a limited market out there for Garoppolo at the point that he was healthy enough, once he finally was healthy enough to be traded, most people already had their quarterback rooms in order. And then also, I think that there could be some trepidation about how good Trey Lance really is and really moving on to the next guy. It's like the girl who's moved on to the new guy, but she keeps going back to her ex,
Yeah.
Why does she do that, Carlin? Because she's not totally sure the new guy's better than the last guy.
And I kind of feel like that's what's going on here. And lastly, it's bad because if Lance isn't playing well in the first two games, when the 49ers have, the Bears in week one, and they have an opportunity to get out to a really good start, if he doesn't play well in the first couple of games before it gets a little bit tougher, they're going to be screaming for Jimmy G. And then it's going to get ugly. It's going to get very ugly. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. We have got so many more opportunities for you to be a part of the program on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is this good for the Niners? Is this good for Jimmy G? Who is this really bad for? Bad for the Cleveland Browns, if they were waiting for him. Is it good for Jimmy G? Debatable. It's all up for debate. And he is not the only quarterback to make news in the last couple of hours. One other one that is expecting a big, big contract shed some light publicly about why it hasn't happened. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Check out Canty and Carlin weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Jimmy G is staying in San Francisco after all. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can join us on the Dr. Pepper and Carlin line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get to calls on Jimmy G in just a moment. First up, though, this was some other news in relation to a quarterback and what his future could hold. And it's just, it's a small little something, Amber.
It's but something, it is, though. We haven't gotten much of anything out of this situation with Lamar Jackson. It's something. We got
it
something.
It is something. She is Amber Wilson. I'm Chris Carlin. Amber in for Canty on his honeymoon. So earlier today, a gentleman named Gray.FGC, whatever, on Twitter says, Lamar Jackson is a league MVP, and he still hasn't broken the bank. Ravens, you're on the hot seat. Give that man $250 million guaranteed before you, write a check your blank can't cash. Then somebody followed up with he wanted more. They already offered that. And then Lamar Jackson himself replied to this, saying, no, they didn't. They didn't offer $250 million guaranteed. Amber, I love the fact that Lamar Jackson is holding out on this one. And he's going to, if he's waiting until the end of the year and he's betting on himself, I think it's phenomenal. And I think it'll pay off for him in a big, big way. Owners right now are so scared by what happened with Deshaun Watson from the contractual standpoint. They are doing everything they can to make sure that $230 million guaranteed is treated as an aberration, the exception, not the rule, when it comes to these quarterback negotiations.
The owner of the Baltimore Ravens told us at the owners' meetings in West Palm, when he was immediately reacting to the Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed dollars news, he said, just because they did it doesn't mean others have to. I mean, he made it very clear that he expects that to be an outlier for this league. And I mean, there is an argument to be made that it should be an outlier, Carlin, when we consider the fact that the Browns were in an unusual situation trying to lure Deshaun Watson to Cleveland, who very obviously did not want to go there. I mean, it seems like his plan was to go to Atlanta until Cleveland put 230 million reasons in front of him to go there. And of course, that's a franchise of desperation when it comes to hitting on that quarterback position. It's a franchise of desperation when it comes to seeing a closing window with a good team other than that quarterback position. And so those are unusual circumstances that lent itself to Deshaun Watson getting record money. I mean, record money in terms of the NFL as well. Whereas this situation in Baltimore, slightly different. Now, we do know the Ravens offered more than the Kyler Murray kind of money. We already knew that. But we've known very little overall about what's happened here because Lamar's representing himself. himself. So we're not getting the usual leaks. We're not getting an agent using the media to maybe help bolster his client's or her client's position. And so it's been very quiet on this front. This at least is something from Lamar. And it indicates, if you want to read into things here in the Twitterverse, it indicates that Lamar is in fact looking for something more like $250 million. Maybe he wouldn't turn that down if they offered it to him.
Well, if I was Lamar, I would not take a dollar less than $231 million guaranteed. I wouldn't do it. And Dan Orlovsky and I will never see eye to eye on his remarkably atrocious food takes. I mean, they've been so bad, but boy, I couldn't agree with him more on so many things he has to say about the NFL. Justin Fields being one of them, and another one is Lamar Jackson and his ability this year to win the biggest prize of them all individually.
The number one reason is because this organization got back to the roots of it when it comes to Lamar Jackson. They got those three tight ends in Mark Andrews, Nick Boyle, and their rookie, Isaiah Likely. Everyone talks about the wide receivers that are needed. They have a good one in Rashad Bateman. They have an offensive line that added Tyler Linderbaum and hopefully Ronnie Stanley at left tackle is healthy. But it's those three tight ends. In 2019, when he won it, he accounted for 43 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. If they all stay healthy, he is going to match those numbers and exceed the passing yards. Lamar Jackson is going to win MVP of the league.
I don't disagree with that at all. And I've been on that one for a few weeks just because he's been out there to try to prove something. But Lamar Jackson at 20-1 now, by the way, 20-1 on Caesars Sportsbook to win the MVP. That's good value. I'm on top of that one.
I mean, it's a player we've seen do it before, right? I mean, we're not that many years removed from watching him do it 4 years ago. We are talking about a guy, though, that threw 13 interceptions in 12 games. Now, that Ravens team was completely decimated by injuries last season, but Lamar didn't look like the 2019 Lamar that won that MVP award last season either. He looks like it beginning of the season, but then, of course, those injuries started piling up. We know what the Ravens looked like, though, without Lamar when injury finally took him away for the season as well. Well, I do think that this could be a huge bounce back year for Lamar Jackson because, again, that Ravens team should have been good if they weren't decimated with injury. That's really what we blame all of last season on. If they can stay healthy this season, then this could turn out to be a very good season for Lamar Jackson. The risk he's running, though, is that this isn't some big bounce back year. That's the risk he's running. Like, it looks good right now. He's earned himself a lot of money, Carlin, by being patient. So far, we can applaud him on that. I was wrong up to this point because I thought he probably should have locked in some money about a year ago. But at a certain point, you could harm yourself on the market if you don't go out there and have that kind of record season that we expect from Lamar Jackson. It's possible. It's possible that he takes a step back.
Justin in California is up next on ESPN Radio. Justin, what's going on, bud?
How's it going, guys?
Great.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Jimmy G, the Niners keeping Jimmy G. Because I'm a Niners fan, and I think this is the best possible scenario for the Niners, you know, because we know Jimmy G can take it to the playoffs and, you know, do a playoff run, but Trey Lance is just so unknown right now. But, I mean, Trey Lance has a lot of upside, or if he gets hurt, then the 49ers got a playoff-caliber quarterback, and I think it's a great thing.
Listen, from a football standpoint, to have Garoppolo as a backup, I get that completely. When I have told him to stay away because I have told my quarterback that I traded so much for to go up and get in the draft, 3 first-round picks to go get Trey Lance, and now I'm making sure I got a pretty nice insurance policy for him and the timing is what it is, it makes me think they don't believe in him as much, Amber.
Carlin, the reality is that all these 49ers fans who are calling us and tweeting us and are so happy that they think this is a brilliant move by the 49ers, y'all are so happy because you guys are also nervous about Trey Lance.
Of course.
And the future of Trey. You are also happy because you also feel comforted by having that dude who you know who can take you to a Super Bowl on your roster still, which all indicates to everybody that the jury is still out very much on Trey Lance and that it's possible that Jimmy Garoppolo ends up maybe being the better answer at some point during this season.
It's a terrible move for the 49ers, for Trey Lance, and for what could be a massive distraction in the middle of a season. It's a terrible move from that standpoint. That, to me, like, we can talk about how they slow played it and did all these things nicely. No. the way to do it before would have been, we iron out a contract, we say Jimmy's going to be the backup. All we did for the last couple of months is create consternation and have to mend fences with Jimmy, and now he's going to be the backup, and we'll see what happens. Nice insurance policy. I will say this. If I was thinking about the 49ers betting their over now at 9.5 wins, that's now something that I would be locked in on.
That line's Jimmy G, probably about to change right quick.
Yeah. Yeah. 9.5. I got it at -145 on the juice. That's what we got at Caesars. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. She is Amber Wilson in for Canty. I'm Chris Carlin. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Up next, tonight might be it for one of the greatest athletes we have ever seen. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Check out Canty and Carlin weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The news of the day, Jimmy Garoppolo, he is coming back to the 49ers on a $6.5 million contract guaranteed instead of the $24 million that he was originally slated to make. He has a no trade clause for this season, and he also has the ability to become a free agent next year because the 49ers cannot tag him. If he ends up playing, he can make another $9 million in guarantees. Amber, I have completely gone through this and tried to figure out, outside of the actual football reasons, why this is a good move for the 49ers. And I think it's a bad move when you have been as stout as you have all along about this situation.
There's just so much more to it that I think people are realizing. I mean, if you just stop the conversation with it's good to have a viable backup in the NFL, then of course retaining Jimmy Garoppolo is a good move. But when you consider the fact that you're trying to move on to a guy who now he's going to be backing up, and by the way, that guy who you're moving on with is very inexperienced overall, and the guy who now backing him up is not only experienced, but experienced in a manner in which you had a ton of success with that guy. And so that's really what plays into this whole situation. It wouldn't be the same if Jimmy Garoppolo went and sat behind anybody else in the NFL. But when we're talking about him sitting behind Trey Lance, Carlin, that's the problem here from the mental perspective. And I don't just mean the mental perspective from the quarterback, from Trey Lance himself. I mean the mental perspective from the coaching staff as well, that temptation to go back to Jimmy Garoppolo if Trey Lance stumbles.
Let's hit Drew in Richmond, Virginia, up next on ESPN Radio. Drew, what do you got?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. And Amber, by the way, I'm a big Dolphins fan. So part of this reminds me of when Earl Morrill came in and backed up Bob Greasy in a pretty memorable season. And that may happen. But I think my bigger point is, I think that the fact that Jimmy's taking this contract to begin with shows it's not really an ego thing anyway. So the more positive leadership you have in your locker room, the better off you are. And that may not be tangible related to real dollars. So
I think Jimmy's lurking here. I think he's lurking. I appreciate that.
That $10 million incentives feels like he's lurking, right?
Yeah.
Like it feels like he's coming for you. That is, people had negotiated $10 million in incentives if he starts. I agree that negotiating down his base salary to $6 million to stay in San Francisco does show that he obviously wants to be there, right? Because maybe he could have found a starting job elsewhere, maybe. But it also seems like with that 10, Carlin, that he thinks maybe he could find one there in San Francisco.
Jimmy G going back to San Francisco. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN Plus. Adam Schefter joined us earlier after he broke that news that Garoppolo and the 49ers had agreed on a restructured deal for $6.5 million for this coming season. This after the 49ers told him to stay away. They didn't give him a playbook. They didn't have him in team meetings. He basically was working out on his own and was at the facility because he was technically on the roster. And yet now we decide that we're going to bring him back. This is where it gets me, Amber. We can talk about how all we want, how there wasn't value in a trade. Well, there wasn't going to be value in a trade when he had $24 million and he had the surgery. So if you're trying to tell me that the surgery was the biggest thing, of course, why didn't you just get this straightened out before? You know, you could have gotten this straightened out, you know, when you were clear a few weeks back that this surgery wasn't going to be a problem. And all along, it was thought this surgery was not going to be a problem for Jimmy G.
I mean, I think that the market showed us that the timing was awful. He's coming off of the surgery. And also, it wasn't just that he's coming off of the surgery. So no teams want to deal with him until they know that he's good to go. But also, you're talking about teams that didn't want to sit around and have question marks in their quarterback's room. So everybody had kind of shored up their quarterback's room already. I think that's some of this, Carlin. But I mean, to your point, like the 49ers knew the second that he got injured that he was going to end up having to have this surgery here in the offseason. Like, they knew that was going to be harmful to the trade market trying to trade away Jimmy Garoppolo. I doubt they thought they were going to get some king's ransom in return for a guy that was going to be that expensive for wherever he went and also was injury prone. And so it feels like they could have worked this out before. I guess Adam Schefter said that they have been having these conversations all along. It just feels like, on the outside looking at, to you and I, it feels like a shift in philosophy.
It absolutely does. Okay, let's get to a couple of other things. Number one, my play of the day, which I will give you every night and in the final quarter hour of the show. A little bit of a play of the day. Here's what it is. Let's go on the Padres tonight playing against the San Francisco Giants in San Francisco. Clevinger on the mound. Padres have not played well of late, but the Giants just imploded in the second half of the year. Give me the Padres tonight on the money line. What I'm seeing is plus 126. So let's go San Diego tonight on the money line. Oh, again, only if you're interested in making money. In the meantime, what say we do a little three and out? Amber, first one was a scary situation and some good news. And the Commanders running back Brian Robinson, the rookie, had some non-life-threatening injuries when he was shot during an attempted carjacking or robbery in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. He was taken to the hospital. Team called it non-life-threatening injuries. They haven't ruled out the possibility that he could come back and play football again, but they have identified two suspects, and the investigation is ongoing.
Yeah, really, really scary, scary situation. I mean, you're talking about being shot multiple times and maybe possibly making a return to football. I mean, frankly, nobody's worried right now about his return to football. Obviously, we'll have that conversation down the road. And of course, him and his family are ultimately going to want that to happen. But for right now, we're just so glad that he's going to be okay, Carlin, because what a wild situation to go through and to survive. And there's going to be a mental toll as well in coming back from this, I would imagine. But he is updating us on his Instagram. Obviously, all going well there for Brian Robinson.
Rory McIlroy, now the face of the PGA Tour and really showing it, wins the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup. And, you know, at this point, he's won the FedEx Cup three times, Amber. He's the guy. This is the guy that the tour has got to rely upon as they go through this whole LIV Golf situation, losing guys left and right.
Well, they're trying to weather the LIV Golf storm. We know that they went ahead and updated a lot of things about the PGA Tour in response to LIV Golf. That's helped all of the people involved with the PGA Tour, right? All of these golfers, where they're changing the whole schedule, they're having the tournaments with the much, much larger purses. So there has been a reaction here that ends up benefiting the golfers. And Rory McIlroy is going to be a face of that and a face of that movement moving forward. But man, it ain't Tiger, Carlin. It's still not Tiger. Nobody.
Now, and
that
finally, Serena Williams facing Danka Kovinic tonight at the U.S. Open. I am hoping that she can put together a run. It would be a great story to close what I still think is an underappreciated career for a professional athlete.
She's got Tiger star power, Serena Williams. Yeah. Unbelievable. The greatest to ever do it in her sport.
I mean, by far.
One of the greatest to ever do it in any sport, frankly.
Yeah, if you just go and look at what her achievements are, do yourself a favor, take 5 minutes tonight and do that to just appreciate a little bit further the greatness of who Serena Williams is. And watch tonight. Because the Open in New York City, if Serena got on a run, boy, that would be electric. Just win a few matches, it would be absolutely amazing to see.
Check out Canty and Carlin weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN+.